keep yourselves in the love of God. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church of North Korea. My name is Bob. This is podcast number 394. It's February 11, 2016. Well, how can I keep myself in the love of God? Here's Jude's secrets for that as he wraps up his letter, and we wrap it up with him. Looks like we may just finish it today. Let's see. So let me read verses 20 and 21. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Yeah, verses 20 and 21. So, church, yes, there is evil in the world, as he's demonstrated through this book. And, in fact, there's evil right in your congregation and mine. You can't ignore it. You must deal with it. And a lot of that evil, some of it anyway, for sure, is right in your own mirror, right there in you. And don't forget to take care of your own spiritual walk. And that's what he's talking about here. Sure, there's a lot of evil in the church, but you be sure to keep yourself as you ought to be. Don't get distracted by these guys or anything. You're going to need to be in the love and power of God to do what needs to be done in your life and in the life of those for whom you are responsible. Pray in the Holy Spirit seems to be the means of building one's self in the faith, according to verse 20. Paul prayed with the Spirit and with the understanding. There's praying from a list. I've done it. Still do it sometime. There's also praying from the depth of your soul with groanings, which cannot even be uttered by the Holy Spirit's inside of you uttering. You don't even know how to groan properly. There's natural prayer, and there's supernatural prayer. Some things you know about, so you pray about them. Some things you have no clue, but you pray anyway. Clueless praying, yielding all to the Holy Spirit to pray through you. That's what Jude is after here. This is no light matter that he's uncovering in this letter. God's prayer people, and that's supposed to be all of us, right? We've got to take all these things seriously that he's talking about. There are evil people in the church. You need to pray. Pray for yourself first. Be sure that you're walking in the love of God as you approach these people and the leadership of the church. Ordinary intercession, he's saying, is just not going to do. Keep yourselves in the love of God by praying in the Holy Spirit, building yourself up. Get in touch with God who lives in you. Find out what he's thinking. Find out what he's wanting in that church. Don't jump to conclusions on this. Just because somebody disagrees with you and your feelings in the church, that's not necessarily a false teacher. It's when they disagree with God, when they come against something that God has so plainly said, that's when you need to have those ears up. You need to go to God first. Be sure that you're okay. Once you've got that settled, then go to leadership. Don't try to handle this yourself. That's not the end of the remedy for false teachers. Be sure your life measures up to the high standard that Jude produces in these few verses of his letter. Be sure you're not given to yourself. Be sure that you're not a fleshly person like them, that you're bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit, and specifically here, the love of God. Be sure you're not a mocker in your own heart of hearts. Be sure that you truly believe the basics of the faith, in particular, the mercy that God has shown and will show to the repentant. Arm yourself with these attitudes before you approach a false prophet. Your anger and your meanness is going to produce nada. It's not going to happen. Flesh cannot come against flesh. Are you ready to show mercy should one of these men repent? Or will you be content to score some verbal victory over them and garner praises for yourself as some great defender of the faith? Is that what you're after? Are you going to fall into the trap of the church of Ephesus that was sound in doctrine, but had left its love behind? His last instructions that are coming up now demand this sort of preparation. He's going to give some instructions now about everything that he's been talking about. First, he gets you prepared. Be sure that you are where you need to be. And then here's his advice, his guidelines, his commands, if you please, as to what you should do about what's going on in your church. Verses 22 and 23. On some, have compassion, making a distinction. But others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now we're confronted with a question when we consider these two verses. Has Jude changed the subject? He was talking all this time about evil men in the church, men whose destiny is certain and not very positive. But suddenly he's talking about compassion and saving some. Of course, we want to be open to the possibility that even the worst of false men may repent. But to me, it seems more likely that he's talking about the would-be followers of these men. The ones who are about to get sucked up into their vacuum. There are two categories of these kinds of people that he sees and he wants you to see. The first category, some people, some of these people who are just sitting with their mouths open, "Oh, teach me more, teach me more, this is so wonderful." Some of those kind of people are to be treated gently, carefully, even with pity. These are well-meaning folk. No pride. Now, don't let pride get in. See what you were just thinking? I'm better than them. I pity them. No, it's not that kind of pity. Real heartfelt, "Oh my God, they're going to be lost. They're going to be hurt. I don't want to lose them." That kind of pity. These people are well-meaning. Your brothers and sisters are well-meaning folks, people who truly want to serve God, so many of them, with all of their heart. And the reason they're listening is to see if there's something more that God really has for them, because that's how they are. They're always looking for God's better things. They want to move on. Okay, their ears are not trained yet to hear subtleties in teaching. Soul and spirit are still joined in their thinking. What seems spiritual to them, and they really mean it, is carnal to the trained believer. But they haven't grown to that point where they can see this. Don't be angry with them. Have compassion on them. These teachers are clever. They're forceful. And they make their followers feel that they must certainly advance with them, so as not to be left behind with the lukewarm. Sad, sad stuff. Very sad. Make a distinction with those kind of people. Don't put them in the same category as the false teachers or as these other people in category two. Category two, they may have to be forcefully pulled out of their stupidity. They've stayed with the enemy teachers for so long that it looks like they're going to leave the church. And they're going to cause others to do the same. They didn't start out that way. They were part of the regular fellowship. And these others came along and they listened, and they wouldn't be pulled out with compassion. These people really thinking about changing. leaving. They're being fed promises of power and glory in the church. They're being told that God's been waiting for them to take a stand, and that when they do, people will rally around them. Maybe they're even being given financial promises, I don't know. Save them. With fear? Some translations add that, not all. But fear for their soul. Fear for your own soul if you're not obediently helping them. Godly fear must motivate you to do something quick. They're flirting with the fires of hell. Pull them out. Using that same picture image of a fire, he suggests that we despise hell's flames so much that we don't even want any of our people having a smell of smoke on their clothing. It's a figurative language, but it's very, it reminds us of some literal truths for sure. Drag them away from the fire of hell. Don't let them be swallowed up by the false teacher. These people are much, much closer than the others. You got to pull them out. You got to drag them out. They don't know what they're doing. The smoke has gotten in their eyes. They're about to be deceived. Do something. You see the urgency of Jude here? Pull them out. We don't even want them to smell like smoke, much less be choking on it and led to the flame that the smoke is emanating from. Wow, this brother is serious all the way through, isn't he? But he ends in the best way you can end a letter, the best way you can end a teaching. He's been focusing on bad people. Then at the end he focuses on good people. Now he's focusing where we all need to focus, and that's on God himself. Jude's ending is magnificent. Let me read it. Now unto God, unto him, who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Yes, we've got to be negative now and then. But let's return to the main theme. It's God, the only wise God. These teachers are not wise. They're stupid. Rebuke them. Resist them. Stay away from them. God's the only one that's wise. He's not only wise, he happens to be our Savior too. Notice he mentions a God who is able to keep us from stumbling. That is, falling into the trap being set by the false teachers of the letter. Not only will we not fall. Oh, no, it's not just a negative thing. We're going to continue on. We're going to be made perfect. That's what it says. To him who is able to not just keep you from falling, but to present you faultless. Great, great, great promise. Note also the joy that's ascribed to Jesus, the one who's doing all of this leading. He's going to present us to the Father one day with a huge smile on his face. Father, this is, and then he just smiles because he remembers all that he had to go through to bring this brother or sister to heaven. Oh, yeah, big smile. He's going to be so happy as he ushers us into eternal bliss. Forgotten are the clouds without water. Forgotten is the blackness of darkness. Evil is here swallowed up in the joy of knowing and loving Jesus and the love that he has for us. Seems that the Spirit takes over the letter with a double portion here as Jude just rises to the ecstasy of praise in that last verse. No comment is needed. Let me just read it again and join him and we'll say amen and we're finished with the letter of Jude. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And let me just say again, amen. Well, thank you for being with me today. I'd like to remind you that I've just rejoined Twitter. I'm going to try it again, and I'd like you to try it with me. If you're a Twitter person, you'll know what I mean when I say my handle is @Doulos76. @Doulos. That's Doulos, and then the number 76. @Doulos76. Check me out. You'll just see right now things that I've just been doing here with you, but you'll see whenever I do something. I'm on video now on YouTube. You'll see things that I'm doing there. And whenever you see me on there, just come along, say something. I don't know. Just tweet to me. let's be together there on Twitter. It'd be good to see you. All right. Next time, how about a Spurgeon break? I call it a break like it's a filler, but really, these are the best things that I do. More people come to this site because of Charles Spurgeon's sermon than anything else I do. What a man of God he was. So we'll do that tomorrow. By the way, you can now download the entire Jude PDF, portable document something. I'm not good with these things. Just go to the first of the Jude series there at Sermon Audio. Go to the first one that we did. And I've put it right there with the first audio. There's now a written document of all this commentary. All the little stuff I said on the side is not going to be on there, of course, but the original teaching of the book of Jude is right there for you. The name of that first one is Introduction to the Book of Jude as you're scrolling back through Sermon Audio. All right, God bless you. It's good to have you today. And remember what Jude said. Let's just take it for ourselves too. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Amen.